This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's interior minister says investigative journalist Ivan Golunov has been freed from house arrest. He says authorities are now conducting an internal probe into his detention. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on this case that has caused anger in Moscow.
In a surprising turnaround, a police chief has dropped all charges against Ivan Golunov, a prominent investigative reporter whose detention has sparked public outrage and has promised to go after the police officers who tried to frame the journalist as a drug dealer. The interior minister says police found no proof of his part in a crime. Golunov, who works for the independent website Medusa, has been facing charges that could have put him in prison for up to 20 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Golunov was arrested earlier this month, accused of attempting to sell a large amount of illegal drugs. His supporters said the charges were politically motivated. U.S. President Donald Trump has put on hold his plan to begin imposing tariffs on Mexico over the flow of Central American migrants at the southern border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump has been trumpeting the deal on Twitter, saying Mexico has pledged to take strong measures to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The State Department says those measures include expanding a program that sends back asylum seekers who cross the border to Mexico while their claims are under review, and the deployment of Mexico's National Guard along its southern border with Guatemala. President Trump says that will include some 6,000 Mexican troops. The State Department adds Mexico is also taking what it calls decisive action to dismantle human smuggling and trafficking organizations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Trump also claims the U.S. signed what he called another very important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico. This is VOA News. Authorities in Mali are